Clip-clop goes the trail, sun is rising high. Two gals in the saddle, neath the big Nevada sky. Laughing and chatting as the desert rolls on by. It's Saddle Talk, come along for the ride.
Welcome, listeners, to Saddle Talk with Sandy and Kara. Whether you're here to laugh with us, learn, or just ride along, you're in for a really good time. So go grab your helmet or your pooper scooper and settle in with us as we discuss life, horses, of course, and all the unexpected turns along the trail. And hey, whether you're a seasoned cowgirl or you're still learning, remember, we're sharing our own stories and opinions based on decades of personal experience. Always ride safe and check with a professional before trying anything new. Now let's go ride. Hello, listeners. This is Kara.
And Sandy.
And Sandy. Hi, Sandy.
Hi.
How you doing? What's going on with you?
I feel a little disjointed.
Yes. Sandy has some afternoon wine.
So I'm having my afternoon wine. Hopefully that will help smooth out some of the edges and my grammar, apparently.
Oh, my gosh. Did you know alcohol used to be considered a medicine?
It is a medicine.
It is a medicine.
I still consider it a medicine.
As long as you use it wisely. Which I do not think this is an unwise day. I think this is a wise decision for you today.
Well, to be honest, when I started learning how to ride, I realized that a little bit of liquid courage made me a better rider because it would relax me. Then I would relax in the saddle. I wasn't holding all the tension. Things would happen. It would be done before I realized it was happening, and it wasn't a big deal. I'm not advocating people to go out and get drunk on their horses. However,
that's a great disclaimer.
Exactly. So today we helped our friend Susan. She needed some help on the trail with her horse because she wants to start ponying. She bought another horse to keep her horse company, which that sounds familiar to everybody listening. So we rode out on the trail with her, met up with her, Emma, her horse. And really what she needs, because she and I rode last week, and I rode Emma, and she rode Max. Emma was fine for me. She listened and responded exactly the way she was supposed to, because I didn't have any preconceived notions of her being a bad horse. Bad is a bad word. Misbehaving. Taking advantage.
Mm-hmm.
I saw myself as a leader and expected nothing less. And she did everything I asked her to. And it was funny because Susan was expecting me to be loud and pushy.
She said that on the trail. I was surprised she said that. Yeah. And then she said that
I was calm and I was quiet. I was like, see, I can be quiet. I know that my voice can get a little annoying sometimes. I can be quiet. And I know, I think I've learned from you and Darlene that quiet is the way to go. Calm is the way to go.
Being, it is the only
being
way to
tense
fly.
And uptight is not the way to go. Emma's issue really is horses next to her. Her bubble is so big that she gets very anxious when horses get in. And then we realize, well, you realize, the anxiety is in Susan's body.
100%.
And that really aided in Emma's behavior.
Today, yeah. Susan kept saying how good she was doing. Meaning the horse, that Emma was performing really great. She was super thankful for us just riding next to her and trying to trigger Emma the whole time. And I was very cautious about saying anything to her because I feel like we can overstep our boundaries, and I don't want
to. Yeah, we learned that with another friend of ours. We don't know if we're ever going to air those episodes. But we did have a friend.
We should call it some kind of weird file.
Like, no, we should we should make people pay for those episodes, because if you're gonna listen to it, you're gonna pay for it, because
those are the mad shit files.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. That's when we do the patroning or Patreon. Patreon, right. If we ever get there.
That was some tea and a half.
Exactly. But I think you handled it very well. I think that you approached her and you asked her permission to be honest and to talk to her and say what you had to say. And the nice thing about Susan is that she's very receptive to...
Yes, and I have noticed that is a key ingredient.
It is.
I hate it when people pretend to be receptive.
Mm-hmm.
And for Susan, she is taking it in and she's processing it. And you can tell that she wants to process it, but I think stepping away from it mm-hmm. is a gift that everyone should give themselves. Mm-hmm. When you receive a critique or a criticism, like, please don't try to process it in that moment if you right. know you're not going to.
Right.
Because it's not going to be healthy for anyone.
Well, and I think the difference, too, is she really is asking for our help.
She really
I mean,
is.
How would we be as friends if we didn't provide that honest truth? I mean, granted, you don't need to be mean, but you should be honest. And I think that she's very receptive to the fact that a lot of the tension is being held in her shoulders and her mm-hmm. body, and that translates down to the horse.
100%.
You had a really great analogy. Do you want to give the analogy? The one about the friend? You know, when you have a friend and you can tell when their tone is... Remember?
Oh, yeah, I did. I was trying to help her realize how tense she was mm-hmm. and that it was actually her emotion translating to the horse that was the problem. Mm-hmm. It wasn't actually other horses encroaching upon
Emma's space.
Yes. Yeah. Forgot the horse's name for yeah. a hot, hot second. What I said to Susan is that we all have loved ones in our lives, whether it's a friend or a child or whoever. And as someone who loves other people dearly, you know by the tone of someone's voice that something tragic or scary or something has happened. Mm-hmm. And you don't have to say anything except for one single word or one single breath. It's the intonation of someone's voice, not the actual words mm-hmm. that tell you if something is an emergency. I told her that that is what she is doing to Emma all the time.
Right.
That she is constantly communicating that it's don't go, don't go, don't go. This is too much. This is too much. I can't handle it. Like, she's literally translating panic mm-hmm. to her horse through her hands and her seat mm-hmm. and her upper body. Mm-hmm. And she is bracing against Emma's movement. And so I tried to, what's that nursery rhyme where the kids get eaten? Oh, Hansel and Gretel.
Oh.
So Hansel and Gretel, there's that crazy witch lady.
Yeah,
of course
yeah.
it's a witch, right?
Well, if it was a man, then it'd be a pedophile.
That's
so,
true. That's
yeah,
true.
Okay. You have to.
So this crazy witch lady puts those crumbs down for the kids to find. And I felt like I was doing that with Susan, just giving her
yes.
little bits of information on this season in length.
Yes.
I mean, I think we were out there a couple hours.
I think so.
So I wanted to give her bits to chew on as we went. Mm-hmm. And so I started telling her about what I felt like she was communicating. Mm-hmm. And then I walked away and I let Sandy take over.
Yeah.
And then I would come back 15 minutes later and I would say, hey, well, why don't you try this? And so I spoon-fed her these little bits of information. And by the end of the trail ride, she was very thankful. And she said, hey, Kara, I've been trying A, B, and C this whole time.
Well, I think you really helped her with the stopping and the transition
yes.
of stopping. I think you broke it down for her in a way that made sense.
Yes.
And she could practice while we were riding. Because one of the things that Emma doesn't like to do is stand still. So with us walking on and her practicing the stopping and stopping behind us, it was good training for Emma.
Yep.
So we're going to pick it up again tomorrow. I think what I'll do is practice her riding ahead of me and stopping and waiting for me, because that's another thing Emma's not good at is waiting.
Okay.
And so a lot of times when you're ponying a horse and you're trying to get your hands figured out and the rope figured out, or the horse is going around, your riding horse needs to know how to just stand here.
Right.
Like, you don't need to be my issue right now. Right now you need to just stand. And I think it went very well, and it's been a lot of fun. And she is aware, and at some point she will also be listening to this episode, because she is following us and subscribing, because subscribing is free. You know, I really hope that she, hearing this back, also realizes how appreciative we are.
So appreciative.
Of her
right.
giving us this opportunity to use this as an episode that we can use for other people.
Yeah, I feel like it's a case study for us. And I'm very happy that she's so willing mm-hmm. to try stuff.
And put herself out there. Yeah.
Willing to just give it a shot. Mm-hmm. And I know that we all have fear. Mm-hmm. And instead of walking away from this fear, she's going towards it.
Yeah, head on.
Head on.
Head on so much that she's already been out on trail with Tango.
Without us.
And without us. What was she even thinking?
Yeah, Susan. What were you thinking?
Yeah, Susan, this is to you.
Take us with you next time next you time. Do it first.
Yes. No. Just joking. It's your horse. Do what you want.
But good. We're proud of you because
so proud.
I feel like that's not something she would have done without our help originally.
Right.
So she went out for a short ponying trip, and yeah. I'm very excited that she even had the guts to do that.
Yes, yes. It's all about guts.
I think it goes back to what I always say, and I think you always say now too, is baby steps.
Mm-hmm.
Baby steps to success will get you there. And mm-hmm. if you can break it down the way that I broke down how to stop your horse,
mm-hmm.
if you can break it down into those baby steps, it really does process.
Mm-hmm.
Like the whole picture is so much smoother and easier than we think it's going to be.
Yeah.
Especially with horses, not yeah. just in life too.
Wow. I think it goes for everything. Baby steps for
baby
everything.
Steps.
We're doing baby steps right now with our podcast.
We are.
Because I just want to apologize if people that follow us are getting duplicate posts or duplicate stories. Or one minute there's a story, the next minute the story's gone, because I'm trying to figure out this whole Facebook, Instagram thing. And it's not as easy, well, when you're pushing 60, which I hate to admit. I feel like my mom must feel with technology. I mean, these young kids, they're putting up these stories and reels like it's nothing.
Yeah.
And I'm going in and I'm like, well, wait a minute. I already created a story and now I'm trying to create a new story, but it's a pain.
I literally, no joke, deleted every single duplicate you have put in there. So for every single reel you've put in or every single story, I've deleted the second one.
I thank you.
Yeah,
I
you're
appreciate
welcome.
That.
I love you. It's all good.
I know.
Yeah.
I know.
I actually sat down with a social media person.
God.
It was comical.
It was
so comical. So
my
baby steps.
And my apologies steps, to everybody y'all. Out there if you're like, what the hell is this girl doing? She has no idea.
Yeah, we don't know.
We don't have
we don't
any
know.
Idea.
We just decided to start a podcast.
We did. We didn't think it through.
So. But we're still having fun, so.
So the other thing, so more about Susan later. We do have some video that we're going to put on.
Oh, and share.
And share with you guys just so you can see. And when we get the one of her actually ponying with us, Tango, then we'll take some videos so you can see her progress and see how.
I'm so happy for her.
Because she's going to be there in a heartbeat. She's already there.
She's already there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
it's a matter of building her up and making mm-hmm. sure that Emma is okay with a ponying horse not being okay. That's a true test.
Well, and the new thing we learned today is that her next concern is ponying with other horses and Tango.
Yes.
She mentioned that she feels that Emma is protective and might misbehave. So that will be a learning opportunity for the future. She's going to get the confidence of just ponying out on the trail by herself, which yes, 100%, Susan, you're doing the right thing. And then later, we'll add in our little spice and trigger.
Yes, we'll add our little herd and trigger her and see how it goes with helmets on. Oh, speaking of helmets.
We wear helmets.
Y'all.
Oh, my gosh. Today, so I don't know how many people have heard. I know we did not coin this phrase. Suicide or homicide, that's what horses wake up with. Today was suicide
mm-hmm.
for Max and for Aspen. Aspen's was a lot more dramatic. So I'm going to let you discuss what happened with Aspen because that was a first. Oh, let me preface. The edges of the trail along certain areas is really soft. And when a horse is walking, you could go into the dirt.
Downside.
That is my buildup for what Kara is now going to discuss while I drink my wine.
While you drink your Shiraz. It was just really weird and unexpected. And I've known for a while that she was going to fall because when I ride her, she trips a lot
mm-hmm.
and she gets very high-headed. She has a high headset anyways. She has a high headset on her shoulders. She is a national show horse. So she's basically half Arab and half saddlebred. And she has a huge sloping shoulder. So when she decides to put her head up, it's literally her
she's
nose.
She's also very bendy.
She's this weird, like,
she
Gumby.
Is.
And she's
yeah, she's Gumby. Horse. Max is Pokey.
Okay.
She's very Gumby, and she bends. When we first got her, we would ask her to back up, and she would lean backwards. her front feet wouldn't move, and she would just lean backwards.
She does a downward dog.
She does do a
downward
dog.
It's the weirdest thing I've ever seen in over 40 years of working with horses. I have never seen a horse.
Yeah, so continue. I'm sorry.
Do this. Yeah. And she also does this thing where she shifts her weight. So she looks like she's staying still over 4 feet, and she's not. She's literally shifting her weight from one foot to the other, and you can't tell unless you're on her. It's mm-hmm. the weirdest thing. Anyway, so we were cruising down the trail, and she'd had a couple adrenaline moments when we went to go pick up Susan. Mm-hmm. She had an adrenaline moment then because mm-hmm. one of the horses was running around in the paddock, and she's very hyper aware of other horses. Mm-hmm. And then we were cruising down towards the other end of the trail, and she was also having some adrenaline moment. I think that she could sense that we were headed towards the prison. Our prison has the holding pen for the Mustangs, and we're one of the famous our prison is famous for the amazing horses that they train.
And the program.
And the program for
which
the
prisoners. Which is not very well depicted in the movie Mustang or whatever that name was, but
it's okay.
That movie was not
It wasn't a realistic
good.
Depiction because those men do not get to leave the compound.
100%.
No. But the animals are spectacular.
Well,
that
of course they are. Yeah.
Output. So whenever we head that way on the trail, she tends to get a little high-headed. And it was the weirdest thing. She slipped, her little back foot slipped in the super deep sand. And then when she tried to move forward, she tripped on her front end. And I could feel her right front foot tripped first. Mm-hmm. Then her left front foot tripped, and she went all the way down.
She like splayed. Yeah. It was weird to watch. I wish I had my video going.
I know.
I hate that.
I know. It was such a weird thing for me to feel as well. Mm-hmm. So she plopped down on the ground. She fell. She mm-hmm. really did fall.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
she fell first on, I think, her knees. And then she just completely fell and
she could not even stand up.
She was not able to move. And then I felt her try to move. And I knew that she couldn't because she didn't even get 2 inches off the ground.
And then didn't she try to stand up and then fell again?
She
and
fell
that's
a
when
second
you
time. And I knew, okay, there's
took the dive.
Yeah, there was no way she was going to be able to get back up with me on her.
Right.
Because you can, when a horse falls like that, you can actually stay on them. And as long as you brace yourself, and listeners, if this ever happens to you, what you'll want to do is you're going to want to put your hand on their neck, because when they go to stand up, their neck can hit your face and break your nose and give you a concussion.
And take your feet out of the stirrups, because if you do have to take a dive, you don't want to have to worry about getting caught up in the stirrup.
That's true. But while this was all going down, all I thought about was her hitting my face. I've had that happen before. Mm-hmm. So I didn't want to get a broken face again.
Right.
When they hit you in the nose and you break your nose, you're going to get a concussion at the same time. Mm-hmm. So I braced my hand on her neck. Mm-hmm. And then when she tried to get up a second time and couldn't, I thought, this is my moment. I took my feet out of the stirrups. Mm-hmm. One was already halfway out anyways. Mm-hmm. And I literally just rolled.
You did.
Onto the ground.
Yeah.
Because I thought it was the safest move to try to get away from her.
Yes.
I rolled to the right of her body. She then was able to stand, and I felt like for a moment she was going to come towards
my
middle.
She did. Okay. She came lean towards you.
Because she leans.
Yeah. And you were, the first thing you said was, off, or I don't remember.
I screamed.
You did. And she listened.
She's a good girl.
She backed off.
She did.
And she did not
stop. She's like, oh, okay, I don't want to hurt mama.
Yeah.
We're always afraid of our horses getting loose, but we don't need to be. She stood there and she waited, and I was fine. I did not get hurt at all.
Yeah.
And I was worried that maybe she had hurt something.
Right.
So I walked her on the trail and she was fine.
Yeah.
And I got back on. She had a little bit of a high-headed carriage until we got to the end of the trail. And when we were away from the prison, she returned back to normal, to her relaxed state.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel bad because, you know, I always feel bad when something gets hurt or potential for pain. She didn't seem like she hurt herself at all, which is why I got back on her.
And you guys both did perfectly.
And the crazy thing is, like, I've always known she was going to fall.
I know. We've said that day one. We will never ride along Spooner Ridge or
no,
we're not taking her on ledges.
No. And know your horse.
This horse needs a wide trail, and even then she might fall.
Exactly.
Yeah. Her strength is not knowing where she is putting her feet.
She doesn't.
She just doesn't. And when she's nervous, she trips more, mm-hmm. and she just looks out like she's that fish from that movie. She's just looking from one thing to the next.
Yeah.
She's so dramatic.
She's
and
so
she
distracted.
She shifts her weight, and I love her to pieces. You know, I love riding her.
I know you do.
She's
I know
so
she's your horse.
She's so sweet.
She's your horse.
Thanks, friend.
She is your horse.
I think she's our communal horse.
She is our communal horse, but I lean more towards she's your horse.
I just love her so much.
I know.
So, I yeah, she's okay. She's okay.
Yeah, she is.
We're going to give her some bute, make sure she doesn't
I already
have any.
Did.
Oh, you
gave
did?
Some.
Thank you, friend.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So, right before that happened,
yeah.
I was riding Max, and I think his back feet hit that soft edge
yep.
of the trail. He tripped and he went down on his front legs. I'm telling you what, I have been riding him in a hackamore for the last, I'd say, 4 or 5 months.
I was just going to say almost 6 months.
And there is nothing that I do with him in that hackamore that I could do any differently with a bit.
Mm-hmm.
I understand bits. I'm not here to advocate for one or the other. I always worry about being too hard on my horse's mouths, so it's just a personal thing for me.
Mm-hmm.
I know that there's value in all tools.
Right.
You know, I do.
Right.
He is doing really well in this hackamore, and I felt even better knowing he was wearing it because when he went down on his front legs and I was pulling up, I knew I was just pulling up on his face.
Yeah.
You know, I wasn't pulling against his tongue. And he got up. It was not as dramatic as yours in the least. So much so that you didn't even notice he went down.
No, I just noticed him tripping.
He tripped.
He tripped, and then his back feet did this weird thing. His little toes in the back went underneath, and he was sort of walking on his back cannons for a hot second. And I just thought, what the bleep?
Because we went down in the front.
Poor buddy.
We must have been so perfectly lined up.
That I did not
that you that. Did not even see it.
No,
and I didn't go forward. I stayed
you
up.
Did.
And I helped him up with his head.
That makes sense. Well, and I've been hyper-focused on those back legs for a couple weeks.
Yeah.
Sandy asked me to watch them because I saw him do something weird. So I've just been paying attention to his back legs. So weird, friend. On the same day.
I know. And I did see Emma trip a little bit. It was just a Susan, I don't even know if you felt it. I feel like Susan's in the room. We're talking to Susan right now. Susan, I don't even know if you felt it, but I did notice a little bit of a trip. And I felt like this is just the day. There were so many people out on the trail
today. Oh my
gosh,
it was crazy.
It was. It really, really was. And I think it's because we all know winter's here and it's coming.
Right.
And so any nice day that Mother Nature is willing to give us, everyone is just out.
Yep.
That lady that was on the mechanical bike,
yeah.
She was not happy. Did you notice?
No. What did she say?
So remember when the guy on the bike stopped and we told him, you can go, and we were walking by, and he was fiddling with something.
Right.
Well, she came up on her electric bike, which, sorry, I think that's cheating. People think that riding horses is cheating, that the horse is the one doing all the work. No. You don't see us in the downtime. Us riding that horse is our relaxation time.
That's our 5% of the time that we are.
Yes, exactly. Because the rest is feeding, cleaning, hoping they're not dying. Yeah, I mean, come on. So she's on this electric bike. She was coming up fast and she had to stop. We were single file. We were not the cause of
the traffic
jam.
No, we were not taking up a lot of space.
No. It was because we were on one side and he had stopped. So she had to stop. She was not acknowledging us at all. And I thought, because I think I'm so funny, as I was riding by, I said, oh my God, there's a traffic jam on the trail.
I heard you say that, but I was already past.
I know. And she didn't even acknowledge it. I was like, hey, have a good ride. And she said, yeah, you too. So then
I thought they were together.
Did you?
Yeah.
They were not.
Okay.
They were not, no. And then when we were further down, she obviously had turned around and was coming back. And I said, oh, you're on your way back. And that's when she said, I'm running out of gas. I'm like, lady, you're running out of more than just gas. Trust me. Your whole personality is running out of
whatever, because you're just not happy. Why are you even out here?
Yeah, you're supposed to be enjoying nature.
Yes.
We run into all kinds of
so many different personalities.
People and personalities.
Yes, yes.
And most of them are lovely.
Mm-hmm.
Most of them are so kind. And
I'd say 99%.
Yeah. Think of how far those dogs went away from us today. Every single person with a dog put it on a leash.
Yes.
And went about 10 feet away.
Yes.
Except for that one lady where there was rocks and she couldn't with the white dog.
I was kind of feeling bad for that dog. She was trying to get it to go into the gully.
She was being nice to us. She was nervous. Did you hear her? She was nervous the dog was going to attack the horses. That's what she said.
Is that what it was?
That's what she said.
I was misjudging her because I thought she was being mean by making her dog go in the rocks.
She said her dog likes to attack horses, and so she was trying to pull him so he wouldn't.
Well, why didn't she just follow her friend up into the dirt?
I think she herself was not able to cross that. She was pretty feeble.
Oh. Okay. Yeah. All right. I apologize to that person that I misjudged.
It happens.
But
who knows,
normally,
girl?
Though, you know, those types of dogs, even when they hold them, the dog is still like, and he didn't do that.
I'm glad. I would rather have her hold her dog like that than not, because we've been on the trail with dogs before, and it's not good, and people are really weird.
Well, what about that one? You were riding Autumn, and you were waiting down at the bottom of the hill for me to come down because Max is so slow. And that gentleman, who is a neighbor, who is very nice.
He's a nice guy. You know who he is.
His dog was a young golden and kept running up to Autumn while you were standing there, and you said, "Sir, my horse will kick." And his response was, "Well, it will be the last time he does it." And I thought, well, that's not right. And sure enough, Autumn kicked him.
Yep.
She's a very polite kicker, though, because she caught him square in the middle of the chest and pushed.
She did.
I'm not saying she knew what she was doing. It's just the energy behind her kick was not one of striking.
No.
In my opinion, it was more of a
warning.
Solid kick to push him away, not to kill him.
He got lucky.
They both got lucky. Why would you even have that mentality for your dog?
I don't know.
Why? That is not something a dog needs to learn.
And I don't want to go through that.
And that's how I feel, too, about some people on the trail that say, oh, my dog has never seen a horse. I want him to learn. Well, you know what? Not today. Not today, Satan. No, not today.
I have that sticker.
Yeah, exactly. Because your dog doesn't have to learn that.
And I don't want to be the one teaching it.
Right. That's not fair to put on the person riding the horse.
Do you have anything else to add?
Just that I knew this was going to happen with Aspen falling. I'm very glad it happened the way that it did.
I think so, too.
And I'm going to keep following my instincts that I know are real, because time and again, I have proven to be on freaking target.
Yep. I would agree.
What I think is going on. And I have more and more faith in my skills of observation as I've aged.
I rely on your skills of observation. It has probably saved a lot of my horses.
Thank you, friend.
You're very welcome.
I think that's one of the biggest skills in horsemanship that people don't talk about, is just your need to observe, especially observe yourself. And I feel like that's what Susan is learning.
I do too.
And I'm hoping that she takes that to heart. Is your reaction to what's happening is the most important thing.
Because when it happened with Max and when it happened with Aspen, Emma was great.
Emma was fantastic.
And when I looked at Susan, she was relaxed. Because it happened so fast.
In a split second.
I think it happened so fast you don't even have a chance to react.
No.
And I think that's a godsend, because you don't need to react. You don't need to have that drama. I think it's all working out very well.
Me too. I'm happy for her, because it's just going to get better.
It is.
Horses just make our lives better. And the more that we can do with them, it expands our horizons too.
And if she can go out, I know that she's part of a riding group. And if she can go out with that riding group, or with the people that she's met from that riding group, and take Tango and pony him.
It's just going to enrich his life. It's going to expand her abilities.
Exactly.
It's going to give other people guts to do it.
Sure, I have to say something. My sister, when she listened to our introduction, she was very surprised that I didn't talk about my very first horse.
Oh.
My very first horse was imaginary. I was about 5 years old.
That's so cute.
My next door neighbor and I, we had a horse named Zinza.
Okay.
Zinza would spend the night at each other's house. I would even pretend my bike was a horse.
Aww.
And my bike's name was Zinza.
Aww.
And my sister was very surprised that I didn't bring up Zinza. So I'm bringing up Zinza now. When you're a little kid, I just always wanted a fucking horse. Zinza was my horse. So much so that when I got my very first horse for real, I named her Zinza. Because she had a really weird Arabian show name.
Those horse show names.
Like Silhouette. Who names their horse Silhouette?
You don't.
No.
It has a barn name and a show name. Yeah, they are two distinct different names.
Which was Zinza. And my menopause is kicking in, and I've kind of lost track of why I brought that up.
That's okay.
I remember now. Leveling up. I leveled up from my imaginary horse. And I explained to Susan, I think we all set out on our horse journey with one particular thing in mind. I thought all I was going to do was ride around the barn. I don't need a trailer. I don't need riding friends. And then you're like, hey, let's go trailer. And I was like, hey, this is really cool. I need a trailer. I need a truck. I need this. I need that. And you start to level up.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's what Susan is going through right now.
Absolutely. It's an evolution.
100%. And when she started out in Vegas, she got her horse. That was her scenario. That was her life. Then she decided, hey, I want to do this. And when I retire, I'm going to move here. And then she moved up here with us. Now she wants to do more. And she's asking Emma to do more. So she's leveling up Emma because she's not getting rid of Emma and buying a level up horse. She's trying to level up both of them at the same time. And that's amazing.
It is fantastic.
It is. One of the conversations I had with her was, you have to give Emma time. You're asking her to do things that she's never had to do before. On top of living in a new environment, she's not in a barn anymore. She doesn't have all those horses that she were her friends at that time. It's okay to level up, but give yourself that time and give your horse that time and patience.
Absolutely.
So I think I'm done monologuing because the wine is kicking in. I don't know if our listeners can tell, but
no, it's okay. I feel like we've touched on this subject before. When I said that Bob was my horse that I was just going to keep and mm-hmm. whatever he wanted to do, I was going to have him be my horse. And I feel that same way about Armani. And I think if you choose to be someone who's involved in a sport and the horse can't level up with you mm-hmm. as you move through the ranks mm-hmm. and you get better and better at what you do.
You don't just discard that horse and get a level up horse.
Oh, no, people do. And
I know.
For me, that's okay. If they are on a personal journey of excelling within our sport, that's what they have to do.
Okay.
I love it when people try to find those horses' amazing homes, and they usually do, because they've brought that horse to a certain level, and now that horse can do
that horse that can sport be a level, and that can be a level up horse for another person.
Exactly.
Okay. That's I what get ends it. Up happening. I'm sorry. I will just drink my wine and let Kara keep talking.
It's okay, friend. My favorite horses are the horses that are the teachers. Those gave me my riding life. I am an excellent rider. I've always wanted to be an excellent rider. And it was my goal from day one mm-hmm. as a child that riding was going to be my favorite number one thing. And then, like you said, things change. I decided it's the individual horse that matters to me. And I spent my life with Bob decades. And I was, oh, I'm going to cry.
Oh,
we are so going through menopause
right now. I know.
He's
just the best horse. It was just the best horse.
He was the best horse. And it was because him and I were so close.
And connected.
And connected. And I talked to him and he talked back. We had conversations that were physical and emotional mm-hmm. and we were connected. And I'm going to do the same thing with Armani.
I know you will.
Thank you, friend.
Yeah.
The way that Susan is doing this with Emma, I'm on a journey with Armani.
He
is my chosen one.
Yes.
And I am so excited for our future. And I don't know what it holds, but I have seen him do pirouettes. I am not joking you. All on his own, outside my backyard, just doing little dressage pirouettes because he's chasing Autumn away from the hay. And I just think he was built to do that.
Okay.
So I really hope that he wants to learn with me on his back.
So when are we going to
ride?
Pony him.
Oh, pony? I think he's pretty ready to pony. Why don't we take him on a few more walks, make sure that his skills at not biting us are good. He was fantastic the last time we took him out, but let's make sure that he is still super respectful.
Do you feel that Autumn is in a place where you could put a saddle on her? Because I was thinking if you were to put a saddle on her and just ride her around in the arena and pony him, see how he does.
Let me check.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll check her. I'll check her this weekend, see how she's doing. I don't want to ride her if we shouldn't.
No, of course not. Yeah. Autumn has something going on with her back foot. She's been out all season.
Yeah. Yeah, I'll check
her. I think she's doing it on purpose.
I do. I'm excited for Susan, for me, and I think that there are a lot of women out there that have made this choice as well. But there are a lot of horse women and men too who have decided to stay with their horse or their group of horses.
And try to level up together.
And try to level up together versus chasing the ribbons. And I do not begrudge anyone who chases the ribbons.
No, of course not. That's what's keeping the industry out in public. So thank you to everybody who is out there chasing the ribbons and chasing the money.
Because it inspires people.
It does. It inspires a person to get a horse. There's so many horses out there that need families.
Need families.
That's very, very important.
How we get ours.
Yeah.
Mine was a rescue.
All right. Well, today was a good day.
Thank you, friend.
Enjoyed this discussion. And thank you for the wine.
Yeah. No worries.
It was very good.
Love you, friend.
I love you too. Toodles.
Toodles. Hey, friends. That's the end of today's ride. We hope you enjoyed listening. Don't forget to follow Saddle Talk with Sandy and Kara wherever you get your podcasts. Please leave us a review, share us with a friend, and saddle up with us next time as we ride through more stories, questions, and our wild tangents. Till then, friends, keep your boots dusty and your hard hats on. We hope to see you out on the trail.
Sandy and Kara, stirrups swinging free, talking about life and love and mystery. From coyotes to coffee, they'll cover it all with the sagebrush blowing and the wild birds call. So cinch up your boots, we're hitting the track. Saddle Talk's on and we're not looking